free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
An alien threat.
The communist takeover of America is in full swing. It didn't happen overnight. This has been a long-standing agenda over the course of decades to collapse the country and turn it into a welfare state, creating a modern-day system of feudalism. Illegal immigration has been a problem for a long time, but as of late, it has really amped up, as immigrants are incentivized by the U.S. government to cross the border and enter into the country. This is not a refugee crisis as such. This is a calculated invasion with the intention to destabilize the country economically, socially, and culturally as the demographic has changed and the white race in particular is being phased out all across Western society. Racism is disgusting, unless it's against white people. After all, what have Caucasians ever done that has brought any positive benefit to this world? What's really in those so-called vaccines? This is the New World Order agenda playing out in real time. Make no mistake, we are at war. With the ending of a provision put into place under Trump during the fake pandemic, Title 42, which allowed for rapid expediting of deportations, was lifted on May 11th, 2023, and opened the floodgates for masses of migrants to enter the country illegally. Tens of thousands waited along the border to cross into cities such as El Paso, Texas, to gain entry into the United States. Residents of El Paso were horrified at the tent encampments, the trash, and human feces in the streets. In one shelter in the city, a 16-year-old boy was stabbed to death. I feel for the residents of El Paso, Brownsville, Yuma, Arizona, or anywhere that people have to deal with the brunt of this. If you live in areas along the border, get ready because this is just the beginning. Maybe they're trying to turn every city in America into San Francisco. It is estimated that some 83,000 people have crossed in just under a week. That's over 20,000 more people than the entire population of the city where I live, which is the 10th largest in New York. Even with Title 42 in place, it is estimated that anywhere from 6 to 8 million immigrants have crossed the border since Biden took office.
I got hairy legs.
Despite all this, Biden recently stood before a group of black students and declared once again that the greatest terrorist threat America faces is white supremacy.
So stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Recent incriminating evidence has surfaced implicating him and much of his family in bribery schemes. Where are the FBI investigations into this or his crooked son's shady business dealings?
Shut up, terrorist.
What is the greatest threat, Joe? Huh? As the Roman philosopher Cicero once said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys heard in the very halls of government itself.
I got hairy legs!
Americans were forced to mask up, close their businesses, lock down, surrender their rights and freedom, and many were coerced into receiving an injection they didn't want in order to simply maintain their employment. Meanwhile, millions of illegals entering the country were not mandated nor even screened for the COVID or any other illnesses such as tuberculosis, never mind criminal background checks.
Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom.
The immigrants are brought to the border, handed free items such as cell phones and debit cards, and then bussed all over the country into the interior of the United States, all at the expense of the chattel taxpayer. It's insidious. Americans are extorted to pay for the very destruction of their own country. The same is occurring all over Western Europe in this war on civilization. The bewildering thing is that so few even see it or even care at all about anything.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
Of course, these disastrous policies open the door for criminal activities such as drug and child trafficking. Many migrant women are raped along their journey to the border, and children are kidnapped and sold into slavery, all aided and abetted by the U.S. government.
Shut up, terrorist.
Evidence has surfaced that the Biden administration, through the Department of Homeland Insecurity, is working in collusion with the Mexican government to manage the influx of illegals pouring across the border, utilizing encrypted online chat rooms. DHS has been colluding with Mexican immigration officials that instruct migrants when it is okay to cross the border, and they also inform American Border Patrol when the next wave of people are coming. They are not turned away. They are taken in, put on buses or airplanes, and sent all over the country. This is organized and deliberate.
An alien threat. An alien threat. An alien threat.
This is a coordinated, controlled flow of people into the country, and the system is so backed up that migrants are given notice to appear court dates well into 2027 and beyond. And how many migrants simply never show up to court? The vast majority. The current administration and alphabet agencies are presently aiding and abetting human trafficking. Of course, the progressive woke are quick to label you a bigot or a racist for simply stating the obvious.
Shut up, terrorist.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
They are neither awake nor progressive, they are asleep and regressive. They applaud the invasion and destruction of their own nation because they have no foresight and no critical thinking. How many of them do you suppose will be taking in migrant families? Governor Abbott of Texas sent busloads of immigrants to U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's house. How many will she take in? A high percentage of aliens have no desire to learn the language and assimilate into our culture and expect the government to pay for everything, which means they expect you to pay for it all with your extorted tax money. They don't understand the Bill of Rights or American values, and so many do not care to. I can understand people wanting to escape collapsed communist hellholes, but the ironic thing is that the ones who are legitimately seeking asylum are going to experience it all over again as this country is destroyed by design and currently hangs on the brink of total fucking ruin.
An alien threat, an alien threat, an alien threat.
How can the country sustain and provide for millions of illegal invaders in the midst of our own collapsing infrastructure? Only by robbing Americans, but that is only temporary as economic collapse looms on the horizon. This planned invasion is designed to help speed up that process. The entire global system is about to be replaced with a new one, a new global order of human enslavement, if we allow it. Will we? Will you? I'd rather die emptying magazines or starving to death than succumb to evil and tyranny. Sadly, so few can conceptualize this anymore, and it is based on the understanding of objective morality. If you willingly bow to an enslaver, then expect nothing more than to be enslaved. Learn the tactics of your enemies.
An alien threat, an alien threat, an alien threat.
Another pearl of wisdom you hear from the brainless lefties is that this country was built on immigration.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
Well, yes, it was built by hard-working immigrants that came here legally and were handed nothing. They had to work very hard, and many of them returned to their respective homelands because they simply couldn't make it here. Today, many of the children coming across the border are forced into the underground child sex trafficking rings and slave labor situations, and there is big money in human trafficking, which the U.S. government is assisting in coordinating with its open-door policy. The phony, virtue-signaling leftards with their fake compassion should probably take that into consideration, and also the fact that even more fentanyl will flow into the country, now leaving more death and misery in its wake. Perhaps these clueless, historically ignorant woke-tards will wake up when it's their neighborhoods overrun with crime, their kids dying of drug overdoses, or their wives getting raped. Perhaps not.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
In upstate New York, in the cities of Newburgh and Middletown, many homeless and disabled veterans have been evicted from hotels to make room for illegals. Many of the residents of these cities in Orange County are outraged, and rightly so. New York City is one of many that these communist politicians have declared a sanctuary city, but it is now overrun with well over 60,000 immigrants, so they are shipping them upstate to many regions, leaving the local communities to deal with the mess of their failed policies. I suppose these brain-dead politicians that operate so-called sanctuary cities expect the border states to deal with this invasion, which they supported. Where I live, in Oneida County in upstate New York and its neighboring county, Herkimer County, they have both declared a state of emergency, announcing that they cannot manage any more migrants. Over the years, I've noticed a significant increase of Central and South American people. Many of them do not speak English. They are given welfare and subsidized housing, and the numbers keep increasing more each year. Homeless encampments have sprung up all over cities across America, particularly in the blue cities run by communist, New World Order, and World Economic Forum stooges. New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and so many other cities are plagued with homelessness and crime, and the numbers are growing all the time. When you see the videos or photographs of what has happened to once thriving American cities, it is like looking at images of third world countries. How will taking in thousands, even millions more migrants help this situation? It won't. It will make it far worse, and that is the idea. These woke-tards need to stuff their fake compassion and virtue-signaling nonsense up their asses and be realistic. Western countries are being deliberately turned into third-world ghettos as this manufactured humanitarian crisis ushers in the neo-communist technocracy, the satanic utopia. As an aside, my regular readers and listeners will know this, but just to clear up any confusion, when I use the term communist or communism when referring to certain politicians or their policies, it is not tongue-in-cheek. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party in America, period. End of. Add to this situation the fact that Soros-funded district attorneys and their political counterparts are releasing violent criminals into the streets in blue cities all over the country. This is being done to create a climate of terror and chaos, ruled by fear and mass hysteria. It's the same with the migrant situation. Of course, crime has spiked through the roof in these cities, and many of the Democrat politicians who enacted legislation to defund the police are now complaining and want to refund them. What do you say to these people? How about fuck you and the jackass you rode in on? What a bunch of crooked, amoral, low-caliber dipshits. Fucking minions.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
In 2001, a United Nations document was drafted that outlined their plans to completely alter the demographic of Western society. The document is titled, Replacement Migration. Is it a solution to declining and aging populations? It outlines an agenda to flood America and Europe with millions of immigrants over the course of several years.
An alien threat, an alien threat, an alien threat.
The document advocates relocating around 600 million people into the United States by the year 2050, which would increase the population to almost a billion people. Western countries are being turned into open-air concentration camps. It's also been reported that the UK could see an increase of over a million more migrants this year alone. This will drastically destabilize these nations, and this is all part of a long-standing plan to reduce humanity to its lowest common denominator, destroy cultural diversity, foment despair, and set humanity at war with itself. Expect more false flag Operation Gladio style events to occur, more upheaval and more economic devastation as this agenda to destroy Western civilization gains momentum. It is certain that the alphabet agencies have become corrupted to the core as they work in collusion with the enemy to destroy your country. So, while people are distracted with issues such as the tranny fluid beer, the Trump indictments, the woke nonsense, or any other of the myriad of absurdities presented in today's world, your country is targeted for destruction and it is being carried out. Well, no one ever said that living at the end of the Kali Yuga would be boring. The grand finale is underway now, and it's going to get very, very interesting. Stay centered, stay strong, and walk in peace.
An alien threat.
I got hairy legs.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacists. I did my inaugural address to a single out. As the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Screw your freedom.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
I am in a world.